Hey, good morning, Playhouse. 194, 640 in the morning as we pull a totally random question, a TRQ, out of the box of totally random questions. Every once in a while, we're just like, hey, that'd be a good conversation starter. We write it on Pete's scratch paper and then shove it in the box. So pull it out and see where destiny guides us today. Today's totally random question. What is the, with a whole lot of E's, what is the nicest thing someone has ever done for you? What is the nicest thing somebody has ever done for you? Well, that's broad, kind of. Anybody do something real nice for you there, Amy Kay?
Actually, yeah. And you know who it was? It was Stephen.
Of course it was Stephen. Well, listen, that little prince.
We had just started dating about a month into the relationship, and I wanted to go home for Christmas. I don't really get to see my family a lot. They live in Illinois. They don't come up to visit me much. I'm usually the one that visits them, and Christmas is the holiday I like to go down and visit them. It's the best for work. I was so excited, had my bags packed. He was going to drop me off at the airport. And we weren't supposed to get the snowstorm until the day after I flew out. However, they canceled my flight just to be safe. Is this the romantic music or Christmas music?
It's "I'll Be Home from Christmas" by Michael Bublé. I thought it supplemented your story well.
Well, so then my flight got canceled. And so I was trying to figure out when I could fly out again. And the rest of the flights out of Fargo, I couldn't get on a flight in Fargo. So they said I could drive to Minneapolis that night. And then I had a long layover and it just wouldn't work out. So I thought, well, I'll just stay at home by myself for Christmas. And then he decided he would drive me back home.
It's kind of like that you were trying to get back to your son, Kevin, and you got to ride with John Candy. Is it John Candy? In a van with a bunch of yodelers to get back home.
A little bit like that. But yeah, it was like a 12-plus hour trip. He drove me all the way back to Illinois, only dating a month. And he met my family, spent Christmas with me, and he got me home for Christmas.
Christmas Eve will find me.
What a sweet little doll face, that prince.
Can I just say, you make fun of us because you think we've only been dating for a couple of days. Someone literally just texted in, so yesterday, Amy, it was Christmas, December, well, months ago.
Your sense of time's probably so off because you've been dating a guy for 11 days.
It was Christmas. I remember the holiday.
I know that you call a week and a half ago Christmas. That's just fine. What is the nice thing somebody did for you? 237 hits text 35270. Specifically, the nicest. Do you consider it to be the nicest thing somebody did for you?
I'll be home for Christmas.
I love the music, the personalities.
They're great to listen to in the morning.
It's the Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, in the totally random question, what is the nicest thing somebody's ever done for you?
My dog actually got really, really sick, and I had to take him to the emergency room, and my boyfriend went with me, and when they told me like how much I had to pay on the spot, he, without hesitating, just offered half of it to help me out. And we just started dating, so I just thought that was amazing.
That's super cool. That's the kind of guy you stick around with, I'm guessing.
Some of these are just so nice in the text club. It makes me want to cry. Someone said, my grandma / best friend had just passed away, and I was shopping for funeral outfits for my boys at Carter's. Forgot all except for my checkbook. Once I got up to the register, they don't take checks anymore. I'm so bummed. Then this kind woman comes up next to me, slides her card into the chip reader, and pays for my son's funeral outfits. Over $60. I cried so much because of her sweet generosity.
What is the absolute, hands-down, kindest thing somebody's ever done for you?
So I hate dealing with all of the... Like, we have a dog and a cat, and I hate dealing with all the poop. And so in my birthday month, my boyfriend said that he would be in charge of all the poop. So I didn't have to scoop or go for a late night walk with the dog. Like, it was great. I was out of commission for poop gathering. It was terrific.
Well, because whether we're talking a litter box or the little landmines in your grass, not fun, right? So for somebody to be like, hey, it's your birthday month, you're off.
Could you imagine a whole month of not having to deal with that? I would love not having to clean out the letterbox.
That's going to be tough when that 4 weeks is up, though.
That would be sad. The other day I said, you know, if I ever get pregnant, you're going to have to clean the letterbox.
How'd he respond to that?
I could clean it now. You just say you have your own way you want to do it.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, so maybe I should start saying, hey, you want to clean the letterbox?
You know what? Maybe you just say, you know what? I trust you to, you'll find a way. Love will find a way. Any other real nice things?
Yes, there's so many. Someone said, after one of the really bad snowstorms we had, I went out to dig my car. After I got home from work, I wasn't expecting it to be that bad, but it was so bad. After a while of just trying and not getting anywhere, a man who was also digging out his own car saw me losing my uphill battle and came to help. My car probably would have still been stuck under that snow if it wasn't for him. And someone said, I remember not having money for lunch in second grade, and I didn't want to eat the free sandwich they were offering me. So one of my teachers got me some goldfish and other snacks she had. She was my favorite teacher.
We are at the hour away mark from Pick Your Purse. It's 6:50 right now. At 7:50, we do Pick Your Purse, 8:50, 12:50, and 2:50 as well. Get signed up at Y94.com or text PURSE to 35270. Love Doctor's on the way. We're doing a little bit of investigative work. Amy and I think we've sniffed out Fargo's own Joe Goldberg. Joe Goldberg from You. We think we found him.
It is him, I'm telling you.
I'm 100% certain. We will present our evidence, we will present our investigation, and we will all go through this together at about 7:20 this morning. And next, a life coach says, if you don't have this, you are not nearly as efficient as you could be. That after Maroon 5 and Cardi B. Y94. It's been 24.